Sleep on the roof.
In Casablanca, that's where husbands go.
They're watching us.
Now kiss me.
Said you were beautiful. Good.
Being good at this kind of work is not very beautiful.
After the war, you have the place.
When the war is over, it won't matter where I am.
Found each other. Come with me to London. Come with me and be my wife.
There's no easy way to say what we're about to say.
We suspect your wife is a German spy.
It's insane. If you are right, all this will be forgotten.
But if she is, you'll execute her with your own hand, and if you do not comply, you'll be hanged.
Nobody kills Nazis like my boy Brad Pitt. And if you ever, matter of fact, I was going to say, Brad Pitt should go visit that Nazi Hail Trump rally that's going on right about, well, not right now, but happened a few days ago, and show them what it's like to kill a Nazi. Talking about Allied here, that Brad Pitt, Marion Cotillard film, where love seems to take a twist once you don't even know who you quite married. Oh, ooh, yeah, I added that little spice in there. That's right, people. Go ahead and give a plot synopsis. So here, this opened up like it was some a live action version of The Little Prince. I was like, holy shit. They dressed him up just like the fucking the airplane guy or whatever. And basically here you got Brad Pitt and Marion Cotillard in I forgot what area they were in. North Africa, basically. And he's meeting up with her, and they pretty much say, here's your mission, here's this, this is your wife. And when she meets up with him, she pretty much tells him everything that's going on in good old Casablanca land. And she's pretty much getting ready because they're going on pretty much a suicide mission, where their mission is to take out the German Nazi ambassador and pretty much kill anyone that gets in their damn way here. So next thing you know it, they end up completing that mission and actually surviving. They wasn't expecting to survive. And next thing you know it, you know, off of the first, what was it, about, I think this opening, well, not this opening, but this whole segment was at least about 30, 40 minutes together here. You get to spend a lot of time with them together and actually falling in love with each other and realizing, oh, wow, you know, life is pretty much short, isn't it? We need to get the hell up out of the killing business, the killing Nazi business. And Brad Pitt said to her, you my motherfucking soulmate. And so then he asked her to come to London with him and to be his wife. And I'm almost certain that they probably just added that in there just because he grabs her by the stomach. And I was looking like, oh, she's pregnant. And she was pregnant. And then they got married. And next thing you know it, she gave birth through this battlefield that just destroyed. It was an air raid pretty much. It was London. Yeah, it just destroyed London. I was like, God damn, Robert Zemeckis. You just can't have a normal birth scene, huh? By the way, this takes place in the 1940s and in 1942 mainly. And it's shit blowing up, buildings are falling apart, you see people's limbs being blown off and stuff, and yet in the background this one nurse is trying to help Marion Cotillard give birth. Marion Cotillard, by the way, she plays Marianne Bourgeois. Yeah, there you go. And Brad Pitt plays Max Vatan. Max Vatan, that's a badass name. Anyway, they give birth 1 year. We fast forward 1 year later. Where Brad Pitt, he's quit the espionage war deals or whatever. He's behind a desk now. He's thinking he's going to get promoted. Unfortunately, they give him a call to the office down in the basement area where everything is just highly super classified. And they pretty much tell her, Yeah, you remember that chick you married? That bitch is a spy. Yeah, she's a German spy, so we gonna hang her ass. And if you get in the way, we gonna hang your ass too. So basically, what we gonna do is we gonna call you in the middle of the night. You gonna write down these directions and leave it somewhere where she can see it. And if those directions are given away or anything like that, and we this fake setup trap here, and we find out that some Germans show up there, that means your wife is guilty, and we're gonna end up killing her. And if you get in the way, like we said, I know nowadays, but then again, I guess I don't know really what happens to American spies, but I know nowadays they probably throw your ass in Guantanamo Bay or jail, even though Guantanamo Bay, putting this in quotes, don't exist anymore. But in here, they just said, no, we'll hang your ass. So you just get out of here now and just follow our direction. I was like, damn. Hanging? Well, what is it, slave? Well, I guess it was, actually. But still, why you gotta hang them, brother? Anyway, though, so the rest of the movie after that is Brad Pitt pretty much under suspicions of this chick now, where he's pretty much telling everyone, at least everybody that's in his military unit, this is not her. And he basically follows some clues that for people that might know who she is from back in the day and showing the picture and going through clues and such, only to find out that under circumstances, she was a traitor. But it wasn't like she was trading to get anyone killed or anything like that or nothing like that. She was kind of boxed in and was like forced by hand to do what she had to do. He ends up trying to escape with her and his child. And then she ends up putting a bullet in her head and saying, raise our child right. And that's the, there goes your plot synopsis. All right, so people, I think I gave a little bit more of that plot synopsis even with the ending there, but you get the picture here. This movie, Robert Zemeckis here, I almost forgot that he directed this watching this because it just didn't feel like a Robert Zemeckis film until it got to the special effects scenes or which really ain't that many, but the scenes pretty much where it's more intense and glorified. Not so much on the acting abilities, because we already know Marion Cotillard and Brad Pitt can act their asses off, but more so on just how the camera angles were. There is a scene in here. Any other director, almost any other director, like a Michael Bay or something like that, this would have just looked silly as hell, which, in a way, it kind of was silly. It was a sandstorm coming, this is the first time they, you know, without the fake marriage being included, they decided to fuck in the sandstorm in their car. I gotta say, as silly as this scene is, the camera angles are fucking phenomenal here. Like, the way he spinned around in the whole car and showed the sandstorm swarming over it as if it was like Angelina Jolie or something, it was just impressive as fuck. And it kind of took me away to seeing how silly this was. Basically, what I'm saying is, I like this movie a lot, but I don't think it has that flair where I should tell people to rush out and see it, or where I even think that this might be an Oscar contender. Marion Cotillard, she may get a nomination out of it, depending on other the female actresses that come up in there. But Marion Cotillard did a really fantastic job because she's almost acting within acting here, where she's playing this wife, tricking the locals that she's this innocent little bystander and stuff like that. But when it comes to, and who loves her husband very much, but then when it comes to, you know, actually being married, she's still acting, you know, to the audience's eyes, because there's the mystery there of, should we trust her or should we not trust her? And I gotta say, Marion Cotillard, that's probably the best actress you could have got for a role like this, because there is something about Marion Cotillard. Now, that woman is gorgeous as fuck, you know what I mean? And there's a side boob shop in here of her, and you just look at that and go like, I know that milk is fresh. But something about her, though, where I just bought her in this role, because there is something about her where I just looked at her and said, I don't trust her not one fucking bit. She just has this look on her face, and not just in this movie, just in life, where she just seems like the most uneasy wife to have of all time. Gorgeous as hell. But she looks like the type of chick that'll stab you in your fucking sleep. She'll look you right in your eyes and say, I love you no matter what happens in life or anything like that. And then that same night, in the middle of the night, she'll chop your dick off and be like, you actually fell for that, huh, didn't you? It's like, Like, I don't blame Nolan for grabbing her for Talia al Ghul. First of all, it's good casting, even though he sucked on his execution of how she should have made her turn and stuff like that. But she is just good at playing a double agent. I mean, she's just something about her. I'm telling you, just stare at her for a second and just be like, yeah, I want to hit that, but I like to keep my dick tonight. And Brad Pitt, what's so good about him in this film, too, is because we've seen him in Fury and in Inglourious Basterds, where he just loves to kill Nazis. But what I like about his performance in here is it's so different from the other two films, because he feels like a man that... It's almost like a fucking trilogy with this character. you got Inglourious Basterds, where he's all about killing Nazis. I need to just scalp their goddamn heads and kill a Nazi or whatever. Then you got Fury, where he's more hard and rugged, but he's a little bit smarter, you know, a little bit smarter than... Well, actually, no, I ain't gonna take that back. His fucking plan at the end was, I'm gonna put a dead body in the tank, but he's more methodical, let's just say that. And then in here, he's pretty much the Dark Knight Returns, baby. He's the older Batman, if you will. You know, he's smarter, he's more mature, he knows how to handle situations, and he knows how to get himself out of things. But at the same time, he's that more relaxed family man style who wants to settle down and leave it all. It's quite a growth of this character of killing Nazis, you know. But he plays it so differently here, that where you would think that someone has done this movie, this type of style of when we're in, you know, World War time, it would be so done for him. But yet he just seems to blend in it so well that it just feels natural. one thing I gotta tell you about this film too is the sexual tension is here between Marion Cotillard and Brad Pitt. I know for a fact that. I really think that this wasn't a movie, but I think it was a documentary of how these two got together and started fucking each other. Because my God, every time those two was on screen, she was just staring a hole into this brother's heart. I mean, I don't think that was a fake baby. I think she actually gave birth to, wasn't she pregnant? Yeah, I think she was pregnant in real life. So yeah, I think she really gave birth to Brad Pitt's child on this set here. So, There's definitely some high chemistry here, and especially, you know, after she gets done killing a couple of Nazis, that look and twinkle in Brad Pitt's eyes like, God damn, once again, girl, you my motherfucking soulmate. I ain't never seen nobody put a bullet in a Nazi like that or whatever. But the chemistry is just so high here, and you can't help but look and say, yep, Angelina, that brother's about to leave you right now. I mean... It is just like all over screen too. It's like thrown in your face. They should have named this movie like OJ's book, If I Would Have Done It, or something like that, you know. But nonetheless, though, the first part of the movie, because this movie feels, it's like a throwback to old Hollywood, you know. It's definitely, but with the effects and the better looking cameras and stuff like that, it definitely takes you back to something. I hate bringing this brother's name up because I always hate when people use the terminologies and stuff like that. But it definitely takes you like a Casablanca or a Hitchcock film, to say the least. And you definitely get a feel for it. The first 30-40 minutes. Now, the first 30-40 minutes of it, it's good. But it ain't like high intensity good. The action scenes in it is really intense because the way they're talking up this mission they got to do about the ambassador, they're talking this like it is their last mission or something like that. They're not going to make this out of it. But you didn't really feel that good tension because you kind of knew they were going to make it out of it, obviously. But the good tension where the movie really picked up for me is almost in that hour mark when he found out that they told him that your wife is a German spy. And I was like, ooh. And, you know, you can see that in the trailer clearly. But after that, for me, that's where the movie exponentially picks up. I mean, it gets better and better, if you ask me. It's one of those movies, too, that has one of those good endings that just sticks with you. And you're like, I don't care how you felt about the first half of this or whether you thought it was slow or not. Because it is kind of slow in some parts. Like I said, it is a throwback to old Hollywood flicks. So if I had to give a negative about anything, then I would say that it probably could have shaved off 15 minutes or so. But nonetheless, I still enjoyed it. And I got to tell you that the interrogation, well, not the interrogation, when they tell him that, oh, your wife could be a German spy. So he goes to out of his way to do stuff that he was told not to do. And one of them, he goes to interview this guy. And I forgot the guy that played him. But he was pretty much saying, you know, you guys left me and blah, blah, blah. But he knew who Marion Bourgeois, who she was and if that's not her or not. So he took her a picture, and he said, "Oh, they didn't tell you." And he turns around, and half his fucking face was caved in. It was like a bullet hit me in my right eye, and it took the sight out of my left. So only thing I see is all white right now. And when they showed his face, I was like, "God damn." Holy shit, he looked like a goddamn zombie on one side of it. I was like, damn, maybe that's the makeup they should have did for Two-Face in Dark Knight or something, because shit. Oh my god. It was hard looking at that brother. And then there's another good scene, too, where they go to, I think it was France. Yeah, it was go to France, and clearly this place is still under heavily military armed by the Germans. And they go to this police department where they're harboring, if you will, or in prisoner, this drunk who knows what she looks like. And then, you know, it's a really good scene because of when the Germans show up, the Nazis, they show up, and you could feel the intensity right there, especially when you're just like, you need to get the hell out of here, Brad. But then that guy starts to describe, even though he's drunk, he tells you, that's Marianne or whatever. He starts to describe, and she plays the piano so lovely and stuff, and he kind of looks at her and is like, I ain't never seen that woman play no fucking piano. Oh, shit. But then it just gets in the high action gear with Brad Pitt. You know, he becomes 007 again. I mean, he is our American 007, goddammit. And he rolls and throw that grenade, and he just walks in slow motion and puts a bullet in each one of these Nazis. And almost like kind of a smirk on his face, like, God damn, I love killing me some Nazis. I know you do. I know you. If I ever had to go to war, I want to be teamed over Brad Pitt. That motherfucker is just, he's just smooth as hell. I mean, he's got to be the smoothest motherfucker in Hollywood, to be honest. I mean, even when he walks, he's got a certain way he puts his hand in his pocket and his little zoot suit and shit like that. You just love everything about it. But then he confronts Marianne Cotillard about it, and I love the way he does it, too, because she wakes up. She's like, oh, he's not in bed. Maybe he's still, I guess out or wherever. He's sitting in the kitchen, and you know he been up all night and shit. He looked like shit. I mean, his hair is all in the front of his eyes or whatever. He's got a black leather coat on. He's just like, yeah, we need to go somewhere. Go drop the baby off with the senator real quick. We need to take a walk. And he breaks into this local bar, tells her play the piano. And she's like, no, I don't know how. And she and then Marianne was a good, I can't believe they found me here, and I didn't think they would find me. And then this is when she pretty much tells it all, and, you know, he's crying, but he's telling her, I'm going to get you out of here. And she's telling him, but there's still some, you know, some open windows we need to close. And this is when Brad Pitt go on a fucking Nazi hunt like no other. I mean, first he shows up at the babysitter's house, but it turns out the fucking babysitter's a Nazi, okay? She's been pretty much blackmailing, not blackmailing, but she's been kind of using the baby as leverage to get Marianne Cotillard to do what she got to do and stuff. And she opens the door. She's like, oh, Max, how's it go? Where's Marianne? And then she looks down. She sees that gun. And he's like, he said, you sick bitch. You've been using my child as leverage or whatever. And she just starts speaking German on his ass, whatever. And she's like, hell, I don't know what she said. I'm not gonna lie. I'm just gonna make up some shit. But, and then he puts a bullet in her head, and I was like, damn. And then he goes to this jewelry store where he saw this older guy at the party they had earlier. And then, even this scene was intense because you don't know what's going on. You don't hear the gunshots go off right away. And Marianne Cotillard, she's kind of freaking out in the car. And then next door, he comes out all smooth and shit, look both ways, get in the car. And he's like, let's get the hell out of here now. Because he puts a couple of bullets in his ass. I mean, I don't know how many times he fired off him. Speaking of this guy at the party, though, they had this little get-together where pretty much everybody was fucking and drinking in their house and stuff. And there's this shot of shooting planes down. And they shot this one German plane down, a Nazi plane, and when it came towards their house and flew over them and landed in this area, I was like, holy shit. Like, you know, obviously we've heard the stories of, you know, World War and war in general, but especially around this time frame too. But man, this movie, what I like about it, man, it made you terrified just to even live a normal life. Like, it didn't matter if Brad Pitt was in the espionage or army or anything like that, doing the missions he was doing. Shit, even at home, he was still under fire. I mean, you got planes dropping out of the sky and landing in people's homes and shit like that. You know, I mean, this just, even, well, even to talk about the scene where his Marion Cotillard gave birth and shit like that, you know, this city looked like a goddamn Call of Duty game, where how many buildings look destroyed. But it looked awesome, I'm not gonna lie. It just made me terrified for my fucking life if I had to live through this. Oh, wait, we were still in slavery at this time. Never mind. Anyway, though, but when the ending comes down to it, what I like about the ending here is because I thought that's what she was gonna do. I kind of hinted at this what she would do. She killed herself, and I thought that's what she would have did or turned herself in or something like that. But I, second of me, I really thought that they were gonna get away because he's trying to start up this plane, and then one of the generals come up to him and say, "You know what the hell you're doing is wrong, or whatever." And he was telling her, "You know, she was set up. This is a blackmail, and blah blah blah." She gets out the car and she tells him in French, "I love you," whatever, and then next she turns around, walks away, and puts a gun to her mouth and blows her brains out. And the look on Brad Pitt's face, my God, if you could get an Oscar for just staring or looking, then I would give it to him, because that look in his eyes was just like, it was like right in front of him, too, and that was just like, I was like, oh my God, dude. And it got, I ain't gonna lie, there was a part right here where I was just like, well, damn. Are we gonna end it right here? Because I was like, I'm looking at the time frame here, and yeah, it looked like it's about to wrap up here. And you know, sure enough, the general, because he's close friends, but he just said let him go. She wrote a note though, telling, you know, about pretty much to her daughter, and you see like a badly stunt double, an older stunt double that looks nothing like Brad Pitt, and raised the daughter, and a couple of years have passed by, and they've got their little farm and stuff like that, like Brad Pitt's dreams. And then the movie wraps up really nicely here. I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. There's a lot of good stuff in here, but there's a lot of stuff where I can see that this movie's not for everybody. If you could get past, definitely, the first half of it, because I think that's where most of the slow parts is, but that's where you get a lot of your connection of these two actually feeling for one another. But then again, I can also see some people still not caring for these guys. Or for these two this actor and actress together and stuff, they just want to get to the espionage part about it. But when you really get to that, you kind of need the care about these two. And if you don't care about them in the beginning, I highly doubt you'll probably care about them at the end. So this movie definitely isn't for everyone, but I enjoyed the hell out of it. I think it has some great acting in it. There's a couple of silly dialogue lines too. I wasn't too crazy about the dialogue. I didn't think anything in here really stood out as far as pushing it over the top of being something spectacular or something that was just like, oh yeah, this definitely right here is going to be a contender or something like that. It had some great scenes and there's a lot of great moments in it, but nothing really propelled the movie to be something better than what it could have been. Nonetheless though, I still enjoyed the film, and with that said, I gotta give this a low see it. I don't think people need to rush out to see it, but if you're curious about it, I would say pay for it at a matinee price and you'll enjoy this film. Thus handle why the low see it. There's a lot of stuff out. A lot of stuff out right now, and a lot of good stuff too. Really good stuff. I think this will be the last on my list of what I see out of it, but nonetheless, it's still a good film, not a great one, with some really good acting in it from your two leads here, Marion Cotillard and Brad Pitt, where even there were times where I thought she out-acted him. There's some really good action scenes in here, and there's also a really good ending to this film. So yeah, I'm going to drop a low seed on it, so you know what to do. If you're going to go see this movie, leave a comment in the comment section below of this review so I can get back to you and we can discuss Allied.
For 72 hours, we shall know for sure. Is this a game?
A test?
Everything is a test.
You were different with me last night.
Different?
Like you were angry.
She's the mother of my child.
It isn't true. I will prove it.
Look, is it her?
You believe me, they disobeyed orders.
You were scaring me. When the war is over, it won't matter where I am. Hey, what happened to my kiss?